time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Our caller tries to name the tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Catherine Oxnard Ellis is on the phone from Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you today?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
I'm very glad that the Piano Puzzler is part of your day today. What role does music play in your life?
Well, I'm not a professional musician, or really a musician of any kind, except that I have sung my whole life in choirs as a child and in musical theater as a teenager, and I'm now married to a musician, and I sing backup for my sister when I'm in Colorado visiting.
Okay, well, you sing backup to your sister, but you are center stage in the Piano Puzzler this week. Bruce will play it for you, and then your job will be twofold, to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Are you all set?
I hope I equip myself with a plum.
Okay. Here's Catherine, here's Bruce Adolf with your Piano Puzzler. So, Catherine, what do you think?
So, the style has elements of a march. I mean, it almost sounds a bit Sousa-esque at times. But it also sounds like, you know, straight classical music. So, it could be Mozart. Am I even in the ballpark?
Somewhere between Mozart and Sousa is definitely true.
Okay.
And the march idea is correct. I mean, this opening. That actually is, so is this. That's all by the composer. And then the tune, which I inserted in there, is not by that composer. But the opening is actually by this composer.
Okay, so let me think about the tune for a second. Gosh.
Well, as with all the tunes, either you know the tune or you don't. And when people who know this tune usually laugh when they hear it. So,
does it come from cartoons?
Not exactly, but it does come from television. Not so recent either, actually.
So it's a TV.
Leave It to Beaver, maybe?
That's what it is.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that's so bizarre. That you go from not having a clue to saying Leave It to Beaver. Yeah, it's the Leave It to Beaver. See, I was hoping that anyone who's heard that, it sticks in your head.
All right,
yeah.
So the Leave It to Beaver TV theme in the style of a composer whose name we have yet to come up with.
Okay, so it's somewhere between Mozart and Sousa.
Is it a
European composer?
Yes, it's a European classical composer of great renown who actually can also be called a romantic, really.
Schubert?
Yeah, you got it.
So the Leave It to Beaver theme in the style of Franz Schubert. Now, I liked what you said at the very beginning, Catherine, that this sounded like a march. And I can't help but wonder if there's a particular tune by Schubert that you're mimicking here, Bruce.
This is actually from the piano trio in E-flat. The opening, this is the way it goes. Then here comes Leave It to Beaver. Here comes Schubert. And here comes Leave It to Beaver. Schubert, Leave It to Beaver. Schubert. Leave It to Beaver and Schubert together. Schubert. Leave It to Beaver.
That's fantastic.
I didn't actually write anything. I just put them back and forth. You know, it really is just a pastiche of those two tunes.
A mashup.
Yeah.
That's a mashup. That's fantastic.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Catherine, I hereby officially bestow upon you the PT Piano Puzzler Plum, because you said right before we started that you hoped you equipped yourself with a plum, and so you you get the PT Piano Puzzler Plum for naming the composer and most especially for naming the tune in this week's Piano Puzzler. Very nicely done.
Thank you so much. It was great fun.
Oh, lots of fun to have you. And Catherine, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers when you're not calling in and playing on the air?
On our local station, WSCH.
Mm-hmm. And that would be part of Georgia Public Broadcasting, the great network there in the state of Georgia. Catherine Oxnard-Ellis on the phone from Savannah, Georgia. Thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Really fun playing with you. And, Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.